world where Toku fans are easy and the wrong figure arts are released for retail.
Oh, sorry.
I was recording before this.
Great, have a great one.
I don't think I've ever done that in the history of the show.
I think I'm going to wrap this up here. Video goes on 40 more minutes. We've hit all three signature trademarks of Super Nintendo.
40 more minutes, that's a short video for Brian.
Better make timestamps. 5 minutes announcements. Rest of video.
Hello, welcome to our Season 7, Episode 31.
Uchq Kita! Get it?
God damn it.
Oh.
What? Yours is in the, it's in the bank, Brian. It's in the bank.
Okay.
It's in the sperm but,
like,
bank.
I just felt like the Kyuranger, or fucking hell. God damn it, I've already fucked it up. The Kyuranger debut week needed a Kyuranger title. Is it 2 U's or is it 1 U?
It's 1 U.
Oh, I've seen it both ways.
Everything is, well, if you look at the actual paper that they're posting out there, it's 1 U on everything.
All I saw was a bunch of symbols and people. That's all I
saw.
Now,
just because they officially write it with 1 U doesn't mean that everyone and their grandma is not going to write it with 2 U's, including TV Nihon, because, well, it's supposed to be that way, despite what, you know, the actual company that produces it writes. Fuck what they say. They don't know how to spell their own item.
Then we don't have to worry about a U sword just this year. That'll be good. No U.
No U.
No Q. That's going in the bank, too. It's for, like, a dead week. Probably for a week that it's on hiatus because of golf. We need to make a folder instead of
or
just
a relay race.
Yeah, that's the thing that happens.
We got a relay race this week, guys. We can't have a show on TV. Okay.
Or if there's some sort of disaster that erases a Pokemon episode and we don't even get it here even though we had nothing to do with it. Why are we being punished?
Maybe they saw the episode in advance and just knew it was bad.
It was one of the better ones, probably.
This paper also spells Uchu with 1 U.
Japan, that's what I'm saying.
Japan's Kumar, so what is that? Weird. 5 O's or 2 U's? Sorry.
Oh well. I'll stick with what the paper says until...
Well, until they change their mind.
Yeah. Because it's Bandai and Toei. They'll change their mind like 3-4 times,
I mean,
maybe.
They couldn't decide if it was Buddy Royd or Buddy Lloyd, so.
Oh, God.
All because they're dyslexic with their tongues.
And the Ganma turned into Gamma halfway through the show.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that Xfinity commercial where the lady can't say Grandma. Entering the gates of hell, a.k.a. Grandma's. There's a D there, you bitch! It pisses me off every goddamn time. Grandma's! What are you, Kendall? Get the fuck out of here, lady. I'm done with you and your Xfinity commercial. No, I do not want X1. Don't talk to me, criminal! Don't talk to me!
What? Where are we?
I told you I was weak tonight.
We're not even in the one-ups yet.
How is that different than any night? Please tell me.
I'm just saying, I just ranted against the Xfinity lady for not having a D in her grandma. Wait.
I didn't know you wanted to put a D in someone's grandma.
Only Dean Box Munch. Everyone's after Dean Box Munch. You know how it is.
AKA grandmas.
Dawson likes to put the D in some grandma's box.
I mean, at least that commercial sends the right message, is that the holidays are shit without cable and internet. I mean, it's not even a joke. Like, that's just real. That cable went out on Black Friday. I know hell. I became a vigilante after that.
Dawson became Artemis.
You know how it is. I briefly
dated the city needs to be saved by you.
You're not a hero, but I just got commended by the president for saving aliens. I don't care! Wait, I have a picture. I took a selfie with him. Her. She's supposed to be Linda Carter, but they thought the audience was too stupid.
I read that. We were going to use Linda Carter.
That's the confusing part.
People get confused because Supergirl's a different Earth, and they can't have the same president, apparently. So, you know, we just got a different chick instead.
Even though we just had three Harrys in three seasons. Two Mark Hamills.
One who blatantly looks like Joker.
So good. But we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Alright, one-ups, finally.
I don't want to wait.
We've been bullshitting for 6 minutes. So.
Only? You know how it is.
Only. I got a lot of Pokemon cards.
Me too.
I got the Snorlax GX box. The Meloetta.
Generation X.
Is that out? I haven't seen that yet. Is that out?
Yeah, I got it at Target.
Yeah. Where's that Canada, Target?
The Meloetta one, the Salamence and Garchomp ones, and the pins for Blastoise and Venusaur.
Ooh, I got those, all of them.
So yeah, I got all those. I got basically everything that's out for Ninja Steel. I was like, hey guys, do you want to see Ninja Stand Steel stuff? Because I don't really want to do it. But everyone was like, I kind of want to see it. I want to see a rip on it. I'm like, well, okay. And so I got.
And then
like,
Brian just everything. Plays an episode of Ripping Friends.
So I got all that, and then I was really hungry.
Who's
so
using
I
a microwave?
Me. I'm warming my water up.
Why are you warming your water? Are you going to make tea?
No, I'm just going to drink it. I don't want to. Just. Leave me alone.
Okay.
AKA Grammys.
So basically, I got the movie Morpher and the movie T-Rex finally too. So I got all that Power Rangers shit. I got a bunch of Pokemon cards, and I got an HLJ box sitting here that's dying to be opened. But once again, I'm in a situation where we're going to be a part one, part two, because I haven't opened it yet. But that is that. My life has just been like a living hell of reviewing Ninja Steel stuff.
I know how it is.
You know how it is.
So, that's all for me.
I guess that segues into mine. So, I mean, pretty much the same but without the Pokemon cards. My water's done. Up to the minute. But I finally found all the Ninja Steel stuff. I'm pretty sure that my Toys R Us thought the street date for the movie was Ninja Steel also.
Mine did too. I found like two things maybe that they put out early, but other than that, like, it wasn't until Sunday when I found everything, so.
And that's when I ended up going, so, like, I got everything on the first day, except they didn't have power packs, and they didn't have the sword, and I didn't think they had figures, and then all of a sudden, when I was about to leave, I spotted a red out of the corner of my eye, and they had literally one full set and, like, two additional reds, and they were randomly distributed amongst the five full aisles of Supercharged. Like, not even someone put it on one rack. Like, there was, like, specifically weirdly placed. Like, blue. I found blue just in the middle of the far corner one. It was weird. No, they didn't have a full set. I'm still missing Nagi, which I don't really need, but I do because OCD.
Well, they're different. So,
yeah, so.
Very minimally, but they're different. So I'm like, well, yeah. I need them all to match.
Yeah, so I couldn't find him. And I ended up going back the day after, to see if they put anything else out. And they did put the power packs out. They didn't put any more figures out. And I talked to the seasonal lady for the fifth time, and she finally learned how to look things up. But, like, I didn't have the number for the sword. Like, so she kept scanning the Supercharged Saber and trying to tell me they had three in stock. I'm like, no, it's a ninja sword! And then... but she was able to tell me that all they had left was the two red Ninja Steels they had, so I'm still missing that. I had ordered the movie stuff on ToysRUs.com when they were on pre-order because, A, I was worried about my Toys R Us not putting them out on time, and also I thought, when I find Ninja Steel, then I can just focus on that while the movie stuff shipping to me. And they shipped all of it together except the sword. And the sword shipped like 2 days after, so I didn't think it was going to get here till this weekend, and so I got the movie stuff today, and then the sword arrived like 5 hours later, and they never rang the doorbell. So there was just a giant ass box sitting on my doorstep. And it's like needless. For the three things, everything's giant, so I get it. But they had this giant box, and you open it up, and there's just an invoice and a sword.
Do it, Ami Ami packet.
Well, but they at least put paper in there to make it seem like, hey, we filled it out. But like, there was one string of bubble wrap in the box that had all three PR items, but this just had the sword and an invoice. Like, you could shake it and like move around. It was ridiculous. Ooh, so I'm like, giggity. Stupid animal control guys at my Toys R Us.
That's just, so you want me to kill that bird general. Though?
Yeah, it was insane. So, my week has basically been alternating going to Toys R Us every other day and reviewing, like, it's like my Roanoke nightmare, but my Ninja Steel nightmare, 3 days in hell, and editing, and then trying to figure out when my episode reviews and other Dawson's Rambles videos will go up, because those were like three required videos every week. So I did manage to sneak in time to finish Sun and Moon, though, and that was really, really good. I liked Sun and Moon a lot. I'm not sure where it ranks, but it's probably one of my favorite campaigns.
Just call it a campaign.
Yes, sorry. Well, it is a campaign. I mean, there's multiplayer. Oh, I got to start Dishonored. I got to play like two levels of Dishonored 2, and that was fun. But yeah, that's all.
All right, so my one-ups. I haven't been here for a while. I don't know if anyone noticed that or not. basically, what happened was...
I don't know what happened.
The tentacles are eating it? Oh, are they?
The baby decided that she no longer wants to go to sleep with just one of us laying with her. She has to have both of us lay with her to go to sleep. And then we fall asleep. So that's what happened like 2 weeks ago, is we were laying in bed with her, fell asleep, and then just didn't want to get back up. And then last week, I was all raring to go. I was, like, logged into Skype. I was using my, you know, penis phrases at Dawson and George. And my wife was with the baby, and then she tried to put her to sleep. And what she does if we're both not in the bed with her is she just screams bloody murder for the other person until they come in the room.
You know what you do in that situation? You just safety drop them at the fire station. Like, that's what I would do immediately. Like, I'm taking it back. I got my gift receipt. It's Christmas.
So she's screaming and hollering, and finally, I just hear from the other room, "Fuck your podcast, get here!" Like, oh god. So, and like literally, like I'm like, okay, so I take the headset off. I lay down in the bed with the baby, and literally, like, within 2 minutes, she was asleep. But because being a small child, if I would have like picked her up to put her in bed right then and there, she would have just woken back up and the whole process would have started over again. So we leave her sit for a few minutes to just make sure she's good and knocked the fuck out. Well, I fell asleep because it was a nice comfy warm bed and the light was off. So I'm like, well, that happened, and then I woke up and I was like, son of a fucking bitch, I wanted to talk about that goddamn crossover. Like, I was really upset. I was mad. But, anyway, in the meantime, I have purchased a shit ton of stuff because I guess I decided that I don't need money in my life.
Nah.
Who
needs that shit?
Like, I got the Meloetta card box. I got, so this is fun. We went to Walmart, right? It was on Thanksgiving, and we got all of our DVD TV shows for like $10. Like, we got Legends, Flash, Walking Dead, Arrow, Supernatural, Vampire Diaries, the Originals. I think the Originals was less. I think the Originals was like $7.
It's because they suck.
Big Bang Theory. She got her Pretty Little Liars, like all that for $10. We got season 2 of iZombie for $7. We got a couple of movies.
Hope everyone's writing this down. It'll be a test.
Like, it was, it will be a test. It was pretty insane. Then, they had the legacy figures for like $10. So I ended up walking away that day with Billy, Andros, and Ashley. And then I found Kimberly a couple of days ago. So I got four. Just need to get the Black Ranger now.
That's racist. You think he's black?
Yeah. I got plush metal Mario because he's adorbs.
I feel like those are opposing ideas.
Right? And then while I was there, I got the Sun and Moon, the Alola collection with Solgaleo and Nala. And that was fun. I've got a whole bunch of stuff out of that that I needed. And including this really pretty looking secret rare Alakazam EX from Fates Collide.
Nice.
And I got the Surfing Pikachu from Evolutions. And the Evolution cards are, they're just so much nostalgia. I'm like, oh my god, they're just packing it in hard.
You know how it is. They're like Pat King, they're packing it in so hard. They don't even care if they have a drinking problem that we invented. Still don't know where it came from, honestly. I don't know where the event was where we decided the Packer at CS Toys was an alcoholic.
We just decided it would happen. And then
that makes sense in my head. I don't know.
I got my HLJ box with my Z ring crystals, the golden cube, the octopus, the last three Gashats, Drago Hunter, whatever, is still sitting in private warehouse because that came out the next week. But I love my Z ring. It's really hard for me to take it off. Like I just wear it constantly. I did find that I had the holder with how many stones is it? What, 12 or whatever? Sitting next to me, and I picked it up. I think I picked it up, I guess, from the wrong side. Because the top part fell. The part with bug and poison and that fell. And all six stones popped out of it. Because why the fuck not? And rock actually popped open.
Oh, God.
Because they can do that. So, anyone ever wanted to know, if your Z-Stone pops open, it's the top piece has a bottom plate that snaps in, and in between there's a little, I guess, like a sheet of paper or whatever with a little symbol on it, and there's a circuit board that has the little reader and the little pins. So then I had to take one of the other Z-Stones and, like, line it up in the same position as the one for Rock and figure out how to actually put all the pieces back together the right direction so it would fit in. So that was fun.
If anyone wants to know what the inside of a Ninja Power Star looks like, watch my video. Spoiler alert, it's blank.
Just like the toys.
Well, you know what's nice about you ranting about that and complaining about it is it shows all the people that constantly bitch at us about, you must be sponsored by these people because all you talk about is how much you like their toys, and then here you just go off for God knows how long about how much these Power Stars totally suck balls.
It's a 25-minute video.
Oh my god.
24 minutes of over it is 10. Brian. 24 minutes of it is Brian ranting.
I was like, I wonder how much Dawson's video was. It was like 15 minutes. I'm like, well...
And I had a rant in it. There were a couple of them where I had like a mini monologue, like full on supervillain.
Well,
like,
because at the end of my videos, I do like the slideshow as I'm doing like my end wrap up. My end wrap up was over 5 minutes long.
Dear God,
I was angry with them.
I got the Mega Blastoise and Venusaur pin sets. I got the Zapdos one, which I don't think I mentioned before, because I got all three birds. And then we were at Target walking around because I wanted to see what they had. And I got the Alola starter pin set. And I was, we were walking through the clothes, like the little kids' clothes section. And I looked down on the floor, and there's a shiny Mega Rayquaza box just laying on the floor. And I'm like, well, I guess I'm buying this now. I don't have this one. So I
it's a sign.
That's what I
what
said.
What do I do now, God? Hyper Kabuto.
Like, well, I guess I'm getting this. So I got that. I pre-ordered figure arts Han Solo and Chewbacca because I saw that Chewbacca was coming out, and I'm like, well, I need him in my life, so I need to get Han Solo to go with him because he needs his buddy.
Wait, so didn't Han Solo go up a million years ago?
Yeah, I just never pre-ordered it.
Oh, okay. I thought I didn't, like, I remember pre-ordering it. I thought got flashpointed.
It went up a damn it, Barry! It went up a million years ago, but I just didn't do it, and so I was like, well, I'm just not going to get it right away. I'm going to wait. And then I saw Chewbacca was coming out, and I'm like, well, let me just get Han Solo, too.
Gotta watch that. Make sure it doesn't cancel. Gotta make sure I pay him this time.
And then I actually just yesterday or something, I got I found a pin set at Target with Primal Groudon, finally. And I got a whole bunch of cards I was missing out of that one. That was actually a pretty good pack. But yeah, now I got even more pins. I had to redo them all, and I just kind of smushed them all together instead of trying to make it look like neat rows. And so I made up some space there, and I've been able to fit all of my pins on there now. My little bag. So that's cool. Yeah, I got a lot of cards. And then I had a crisis because I got Sun and Moon. I started Sun and
Moon. We haven't even met all the characters yet.
What?
Nothing.
I got Sun and Moon, I started Sun and Moon, I picked my starter, and I was like, okay, let me put this down because I got my guide thing coming in like a week, or whatever. So I'm like, okay, puts game down. I think I was at work, and I was listening back, I was somewhere, I don't know, it doesn't really matter. I was listening back to the podcast because I'm actually kind of behind on it again by like 3 weeks or 4 weeks, and I'm listening to myself reading out about all the stuff from the, I think it was from the data mine or whatever, from the like the leaks when they were like, oh look, this is what's exclusive and these are the names of the things right after the data mine. I mean, here's the names of the Ultra Beast or whatever. And I hear myself talking about Vulpix and Ninetales are exclusive to Sun and Sandshrew and Sandslash are exclusive to Moon. And I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on. Cause I wasn't paying attention and I just assumed when I like was doing this, looking in my phone, the pictures of the teams I took, because I didn't like make a written note. I took a picture of the team with Popplio first, so I figured, oh well, that must be Sun, and the team with Rowlet was Moon, and that's how I picked them. Only to realize that I did it backwards, and then I was like, son of a bitch, now what do I do?
I mean, I restarted 3 times, and I had to go through the long-ass intro. I was pissed as hell.
Why did you restart 3 times?
Well, because I got Rowlet first, or I chose it, and it was female, and I wanted it to be male because it's based on Oliver Queen. And then when I went through the second time, I was like, alright, let's do Tripoplio. Hopefully it's female. It was male. And then the third time was the charm, and I just finally went with Rowlet, and it was male, and everything was right with the world.
Oh, okay.
Gotta get that owl dick. You know how it is.
I was trying to figure out what to do. I'm like, do I start them both over? I'm like, I don't really want to go through that long process again. Like, or do I just reorganize the team and just wave bye to Ninetales and find someone else to replace it? So
I feel
I
like
did
a Groundhog Day. Can you get the door? Someone's at the door. Fuck's sake, I just want to get my starter.
So I did what I always do in a situation times. Like that. I asked Brian.
You know how it is.
Did you get any stitches?
So I consulted with Brian, and I just went with Dugtrio instead of Ninetales, so I feel better about myself. So it was very, I was like, I was pissed, I was cursing, I was very angry, and then I asked, and I talked to Brian. So pretty much the order of everything. So yeah, that's been fun. I'm trying to think of, I've gotten like a shit ton of stuff lately. It's really weird. Oh, I found human Karai and Armagon figures.
I still haven't found those, so
I freaked out. I was like, oh sweet, fuck yeah, like I got them. And then tonight Natalie was feeding Armagon chicken nuggets. Like she's sitting at the table with her chicken nuggets and they're on the table, and she pointed across it to Armagon. So I was like, I put my hand by it, and she nodded, so I handed him to her. I'm like, I don't give a fuck, so I hand her Armagon, and she starts feeding him chicken nuggets because she wanted to share her food. It's like, that's adorable. And So that happened. Then, and this is going to be the last story I tell, I promise, because I really want to get to Q Ranger, but I want to just spark fear in the hearts of people. We had Kaylee's birthday party at my house this year.
Done. All right, we can move on. I'm already terrified.
Which I didn't really want to do, but we did. And so we cleaned our house. Brian, you would not recognize our house right now.
Hot damn.
I know, right? Well, I got my figures on the shelf. I took each of the figures off the shelves. I was wiping the shelf down, dusting off the figures. It looks great. Well, we had, I don't know, about 15 children, 6 and under at my house. Somewhere around there. Running back and forth at a spacewalk. And they were playing in the backyard in the swing set, whatever. Meanwhile, every so often, I keep checking because, fuck, someone's touching something. I had
Dave, it was a kid's party.
Mostly this one small child, you know, he took grabbed Blastoise. I'm like, no, you gotta put Blastoise back. You cannot have Blastoise. Then they're touching the Power Rangers. And then they wanted Iron Man and the Hulk. And I'm like, y'all can't fucking touch this shit. So, like, as the kids would go near it, I'd have to, like, scare them and, like, just be like, you know, go up to them, like, listen, the first rule of being in this house is you can't touch the stuff on any of these shelves. That's just it. You can't touch any of it. It's not for children to play with. And then they give you this look like, those are Power Rangers. Don't tell me I can't play with them. Yes, you can't play with them. I'm sorry. That's how it works. And they're looking at, like, the Avengers, and they're like, these look like toys. I don't care. You can't have them. So, Kaylee has these friends that are triplets. Two boys and a little girl. And they see the Power Rangers, and they're, like, freaking out about Power Rangers. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. There's a bunch of them. I'm like, you think that's cool? I met them, a bunch of them. So I've shown them pictures from Morphicon 2 and Morphicon. And
Kevin turns into Keith Justice around kids. Hey, I'm the Power Rangers. Went to dinner with them.
Right. And so they're like, they're freaking the fuck out. And then they're trying to, their mother's like, they really like this Dino Supercharge. And she's asking me where to go buy it, the gun at. I'm like, I give like a stupid answer. I'm like, the store, like Toys R Us. Like, I don't know what to tell. Like, I don't know, I just went there and I bought it. I've been having mine for like 2 years now. I don't know.
They don't sell it in my country. Where do you buy it? You're in America. How are you, YouTube commenter? Get out of here.
So I was like, all right, this will be funny, because I find this kind of thing funny. Is I say, what, you think that's cool? Watch this. So I take, this is gonna, there's no way to put this, it's not gonna sound bad without me explaining it further, is I took one of them, I said, come here. So I brought them into the garage to show them the toys. Exactly, there's no way to say this without it sounding bad. And they had this, the children always have the same reaction. Really, anyone has the same reaction, whether they're an adult or a child, when they walk into my garage, is, oh my god, look at all this stuff. And they see the shelves with all the robots, and they freak out. They see figures and dinosaurs everywhere. And so then he's in there for like 5 minutes touching stuff. And then he goes back and says, like, my brother. So now both boys go in the garage. And they're touching all the Dino Charge stuff. And they're just
sorry. It's killing, like, the touching isn't healthy.
They're just like,
you want to see my Dino Charger, kids?
God damn it.
Energize.
Because they're just like, do you have... Well, they found the Morpher, and they're like, do you have any chargers? So I grabbed my giant, like, gallon-sized Ziploc bag with all the chargers, and I was like, yes, I have all the chargers in this bag right here. And they're like, woo! And they're sitting there, Josh, look at this, it's whatever, it's this Zord, and they... John, look at this, it's this sword. Like, it was fucking hilarious. They were, like, freaking out, and... Because I have, like, all the Zords, and then I had all the Zords on the shelves, and they're looking at the shelves with all them, and, like... Because I guess they watched it all on Netflix. So, like, look, you got Mystic Force, and, you know, Dino Char... Dino, fuck it. Dino Thunder,
and... I know, it's been erased.
Yeah, I know. And... Like, so they're freaking out because
it's like
all
the theme from the end of Super Mega Force. They're just pointing at all the teams.
like, samurai, and they're, like, freaking out. I'm like, this is hilarious. This is... And then I made them... Then after
samurai! They, son, this is Shinkenger!
And then after they got a good look at all the toys, it was like, alright, now you'll have to leave away from the toys. Now that I've tormented... Now that I've taunted you by showing you all the toys, you can't hashtag touch tormented. Them and have to leave the room. Because I'm that kind of a person. But yeah, I and then, like, stuff they were... They were knocking stuff over, and like figures on the my figure arts. I had to pick them up, and I was just kind of like, I don't care about it, because everyone's like, they're touching your stuff. I'm like, okay, it's gonna take me literally 3 minutes to put this all back. I've had to stand them up and fix them so many times because Kaylee's knocked them over, or because the dog's tail just wiped out an entire shelf. That I. Like, it's almost like muscle memory. My hands just fix each figure. I know exactly how to pose them. There we go. Done. Fixed. Boom. You just look at me like I'm working over like a robot, putting everything back. Like, I'm like, see, it's all done. I look like Wally, just packing everything up. But it was very nerve-wracking and very panicky, and I don't recommend anyone to have that many small children around them. Well, yes, that many small children around them at one time. Well, look, Kaylee got in trouble because she, you know, pushed a little kid to the ground for not licking the dirt after daring them to, or something like that. I don't know. But
prison rules, you know how it is.
That's the phone call we get when you're at work. You know, Kaylee dared a child to lick the ground, and when they wouldn't do it, she pushed him to the ground and made him do it. I'm like, okay. Well, I guess that's how it works now.
High five her for me.
Kaylee's hardcore.
Gotta go. Planning my Pokemon teams at work. There may be a Rowlet Popplio emergency.
It pretty much was. And in between that, I'm trying to do crossword puzzles, and Joe's being an asshole about it as always.
Learns his last move. How dare you? He's the best dad of all time.
Learns his last move at level 43. How the fuck am I gonna know that? You asshole. What the fuck kind of clues are this? I can't even search that on the website. At least with other crazy shitty questions, I can search them on the website. I can't search learns its last move at level 43. Ugh. All right, now that I've just talked for 20 minutes about me buying shit and nonsense, nudes?
So
which thing, what are we going to start with first, Brian? Are we going to start with X-A, or are we going to start with Purina?
Let's start with X-A because there's only a couple things.
Fantastic. I could not be more excited about this.
I'm just going to visualize it.
fuck you. So we got our new toy catalog, and we find out that Xaid is going to reach level 99 and become Xaid Maximum Gamer and just have his giant face on his chest, and he's just going to be like in a giant mech suit, because why the fuck not?
They skip level 4 first and now this show has jumped the shark.
Although, apparently, according to this paper, I guess the level XX or whatever is level 20. I don't know if we knew that before. But, like, basically, he skips from his
one... I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, he gets... Now that I think about it, you're right. It does make sense. But he goes level 1, 2, 3, 5. Then he goes level 20. Now he's on level 99.
Hashtag warp digivolve.
So,
but I mean, I mean the Gashat itself is like bulky as all shit, but the form is so good. Like it reminds me so much of the Mega Man X Ride Armors, and I love it to pieces. Like it's so good.
Now it appears that it fits in both slots, right? Like the last like the last couple that we saw for like the Double Brothers, Double Mighty Action, or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah,
the one coming out in a couple of weeks. So that's cool, and it's got his face on it, like, he's got, like, a little, like, X-Aid head on it.
Just can't take it out.
And then when you look at the scans here, that are not in front of me on the desk, in an actual physical book. It shows a silhouette, basically, for his final form, that there's another add-on piece that I guess you will then combine with this gas hat. Kind of like the Kachidoki Kiwami thing from Gaim. So we're just full-on, you know, ripping off Gaim, because here we have the kind of mech suit type thing, Kachidoki-esque, and then we're going to add an item to it, and we'll get his final form, which hopefully is level 100 and not like level infinity or something stupid like that, because they really like infinity in Japan for some reason. I don't know.
I feel like infinity would be too soon after Ghosts and Wizard. I mean, Ghost was already too soon after Wizard, but now we did infinity like twice.
Infinity. Kira. And so if that's not enough, right, then Snipe and Brave are going to hit level 50 with the DX Gashat gear.
Yeah.
Dial beta.
Yep. Nailed it.
And basically, if you turn the dial one direction, you get Brave's form. And the other direction, you get Snipe's form, which I know I didn't recognize them as Brave and Snipe until Brian told me that's who they were.
Like, I definitely didn't recognize Brave. I was like, hey, that kind of looks like Snipe, and then I saw his, like, undersuit. I was like, oh, okay, that's Snipe. Oh, that's Brave. Okay.
Yeah, I saw the undersuit after Brian told me. Where's...
I forgot who did it first. I think it was Reggie. Posted a picture of Brave and
from Nintendo?
Dimushu, and it's put DNA Digivolve under it. Because it seriously looks like Brave is wearing Dimushu's outfit from Gaim. So,
yeah, and so Brave becomes Fantasy Gamer level 50, and Snipe is Simulation Gamer level 50.
He's a boat, basically.
He's a boat. He's got a captain's
hat. He's got a captain's hat on. It looks so stupid.
Like, I love everything about this so much. And then, so if we go back, to this other picture here that shows when things come out, right? It shows, you also see the lover figures for those lovers 15 and 16 for, their powered up forms. And it's got a thing showing you, like, the Double Action Brothers are level 20. Genom's zombie form is level 10. The Paradox guy is level 50. These new forms for these guys are level 50. And then here is Xade level 99, because he just has to just jump ahead of everybody, because he's the core child. he is Philip. And... then they show you below, you see Pac-Man and you see Drive. Drive is showing you, look, these are the Legend Rider gas hats that we saw last time we had scans. And Pac-Man's referring you back to the last page right above the lover figures that show you that we are going to get gas hats for three Namco games, because Namco and Bandai are the same company, and why the fuck not? Xade gets Pac-Adventure, it's Pac-Man gas hat. Brave gets Famista, and Snipe gets Xevious.
Yes.
So that's actually kind of cool that they're going to make gash hats of an actual, like, real game, as opposed to just, you know, something that they made up in the game. You made up in the show. And then further above that is a gash hat for Genom that comes with a DVD of the... some kind of Genom story.
We get DVD to do this story. Bullshit again, where they're making me buy a very expensive Japanese DVD just to get a fucking toy.
It's not even White Chicks. 0 out of 10.
But so I'm trying to just, like, collect together all these gashats, and it's just, I'm freaking out. But I love it. I like all of this. I love these toys so much.
And, like, I think what gets me the most is, I mean, it's hard to tell for sure, since we don't know if this is actually the full
catalog.
Catalog or not?
I doubt it because it doesn't show any writer heroes or anything. Like,
that is one that is true. But backing up, the scan we just talked about, the Namco ones, that's page 4.
Yeah.
The one next to it, I think, is the cover. And then the inside is 2 and 3. So I think...
I do see that. That's weird, though.
I think that's the entire catalog, which kind of excites me a little bit, because we don't have, like, a bunch of, like, bullshit weapons or anything in this catalog. It's just straight up, like, figures and just a slew of Gashats, and I'm okay with that. Like, I would rather have more Gashats than to have to just, like, do a bunch of, like, weapons and stuff like that. So I'm, like, I'm totally game with
Feeling that, like, that all that stuff... I kind of feel like, now, like, you know, as we're looking at this further, that that's all been removed from this particular catalog, and we're going to get another one at some point, like, later on, as when it gets closer to that final form time.
Oh, probably.
That's going to have those things in it, but they were taken out of this and not shown simply so that they could show off Q-Ranger.
Yeah, because like that's happened before.
Like how that one Ghost one, all it had was, like, the Icon Driver G.
Yeah.
And, like, nothing else. Or whatever, like, and it was kind of stupid. Like, you gave me a whole catalog, and it's, like, one toy. Like, what are you doing, Bandai? And I feel like that's what they did here, is they wanted to show off so much with Q-Ranger, so they just showed these couple of items that are like, hey, we're doing more with X-Aid, you're getting some cool gimmick items, buy them. And I'm like, fuck yeah, I'll buy them. Dude, these Gashats are fucking cool. Like, I love X-Aid so much. So much.
Like, I dig everything I see, so. Particularly Mech Suit X8 is great. Like, it's superb.
Like, and it's got a bunch of yellow. The actual Gashat's called Maximum Mighty X. That's a, by the way, just because we didn't mention, but that's a March release, and the Dial Gear is a February release. So, just kind of continuing forward from the last stuff that we saw before, that was all like December, January. This is now February and March. So Brave, I guess, and final form, like, April-ish.
Brave and Sniper are actually going to have a higher level than X8 than for X8. Like a week or two.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a week or two. But,
I'm just going to be like, hey, having none of that shit. Time for Mech Suit, fuckers. One.
I am the chosen one.
Something about surgery. I'll get there.
You were supposed to destroy the Sith, not join them.
But speaking of space tales,
bring balance to the Force, not leave it in darkness. Alright. Okay. So, fucking seriously.
I don't even know where to start with this.
Pretty much,
we were, like, dead on...
I'm turning it off so I can focus on it.
We were, like, dead on last week when, I think George brought it up first that, like, the Q-Ranger scans were going to be up, like, in the morning. Granted, it took, like, an additional day, I think, before they actually
came out. It was the afternoon or the evening that the first blurry jack-off pictures came out. there was one fake one that went around that I posted, and someone was like, oh, that's fake because some rando said so. I have no idea who it was, to be honest.
Yeah, like, we got the blurry jack-off pic of, like, all 9 of them or whatever, and I think I started spasming. And then like about a day or so later, we got, like, and then, like, the next day, we got, like, some blurry toy pics, and then, like, a day later, we got clear ones. It was, like, great. I'm like, oh, okay. I wish we had that kind of turnaround normally. Like, just wait another day. It'll be all right. Like,
we got some new archaeologists this year to uncover them.
Yeah.
One's Malfoy. It's fine.
I love everything about this. So, first, we got, like, a logo with, like, a shooting star type deal, and it's a star with, like, a little rainbow thing in it. There's the 9 of them here. It says it's premieres on February the 12th, so that's going to tell you how much longer we have for Juojer and their nonsense. Because I don't know what the fuck even that show is anymore. The tagline is Uchu Sentai Shido, which is Space Sentai Move Out. Roll out! Autobots!
Fuck you, Bumblebee!
Synopsis says, the Earth has fallen into the hands of invaders. When the universe falls into the hands of heartless beings, when people shed tears, the nine ultimate saviors, and they use the words Q-nin, Q-kyoku, Q-seishu, right? All those words have Q in it. Those chosen by the Q-tama appear to save the universe. Nine individuals with strong personalities. The strongest warriors arise here and now. So the team has, there's nine of them, seven men, two underage girls to jack off to. Tell me I'm wrong. You laugh, but tell me I'm wrong.
They're all unattractive 12-year-olds, and I don't see the appeal.
You're probably going to be right, so.
What we have here is Shishi Red, a lion. It's a dude. Sasori Orange. It's a scorpion. It's a dude. Yes, I said orange, and it's in the fucking name because fuck yeah.
Any questions?
Okami Blue, a wolf, third dude.
A wolf.
Tenbin Gold, a Libra.
Okami Wolf.
Okay. We have Oshi Black, a bull, fifth dude. Hebit Sukai Silver. It's based on Orpheus. It's another they're constellation based. We're gonna get to
it's, the constellation. It's the 13th zodiac that some people believe is a thing.
Yes, that's what it is. That's a dude. It initially looked like a girl. It's got like a thinner profile a little bit, so people thought like girl, but then it's like nope, no skirt. Chameleon Green, that is a girl, and apparently I can't unsee it now. Looks kind of like Ampharos.
Oh my god.
Hold on. Oh my god. Okay. I see it. I see.
If the power up doesn't have a Mega Ampharos wig, I send it back.
Washi Pink and Eagle, that's a girl. Which is, that's sexist. Kajiki Yellow is a swordfish. So we got a swordfish, that's a dude. Dude Yellow. Says the Rangers transform using a wrist / lower arm mounted device called the Seiza Blaster. With the call of Shochaku, or Shochaku.
Seiza, what?
Sorry. It's got a big star on it, and it's beautiful. There's small orb collectibles known as Q-tama. So we got space balls. You put the space ball in the middle of the wrist thing, and that's how you transform. Then they realized that they had a hit with that Gangan sword and all its different fucking modes. So the sidearm weapon is named Q the Weapon, because why the hell not?
Creative.
And
A plus naming.
Saban's brand levels.
But it has nine different weapon modes, one for each of them. So there's Q Sword for Shishi Red, Q Spear for Orange, Q Claw for Blue, Q Crossbow for Gold, Q Axe for Black, Q Sickle for Silver, Q Rapier for
I feel like Orange to have Q Axe, if you know what I mean.
God. Q Shot for Pink, and Q Slasher for Yellow. The mecha are known as Voyagers, so it's basically whatever they are, like Shishi, like, how red is Shishi Red? It's Shishi Voyager, Okami Voyager, etc. When five of them combine, they form Captain Planet. No, they form the giant robo Q Reno.
If we adapt this and it's not the Captain Planet Megazord, I send it back.
There's two combinations they show. One is Shishi with Okami, Oshi, Chameleon, and Kajiki. The other one is Shishi with Sasori, Tenbin, Habit, Tsukai, and Washi. Now, I'm going to say this. People are going to get pissed at me. Numbers. There's numbers everywhere. I like numbers. Fuck all of you, okay? I don't give a damn. Fuck all of you. The order that we read the characters in, that's the order they are, 1 through 9. Each of the little balls has a number on it. If you look at the Megazord, or the Q-Reno, it's two forms. It's number one combined with the odds, or number one combined with the evens. 357-9 or 2468. One thing that they do show, which is really fucking cool, is that okay, the first mode they show shows Kajiki Chameleon arms, the bull and the wolf as legs. Well, you could also take them off and swap them. So now Chameleon, instead of being left arm, is right leg. Swordfish goes from right arm to left leg. And then the wolf goes from left leg to right arm, and the bull goes from right leg to left arm. They just kind of swap. And same thing with the other four, right? You can swap them around. So that's pretty neat. Kyureno comes with those four that I just mentioned first, and their Kyutamas, right? Then individually, you can buy Sasori, Tenbin, Habitsukai, and Washi with their Kyutamas. That's cool. I like, they look neat. Then on top of that, so what happens is the Kyutama is actually a part of the vehicle, kind of like how the shurikens were. But what they're doing, because they realized how stupid that was, is they're making a cockpit set of Kyutamas. And so what it is it's the five Kyutamas, red, blue, black, green, yellow. Or gold, I mean. No, yellow. Red, blue, black, green, yellow. And it comes with little mini figures of each ranger that sit inside the Kyutamas, that they open up and you can see it. And then Raz compares it to the movie Megazord and tells you how they're ripping off Airy with the pink one having wings. Because the pink one has fucking wings, right? It's really awesome. Like, their helmets have whatever it is on them. So, like, red's got the lion. Gold has the scales of Libra. Orange has the scorpion. And then black has, like, armor on them. And gold and silver has some kind of little armor and details. Pink has fucking wings, because that goes with an eagle and looks actually kind of cool. It's like Anklet wings, but it's clearly ripping it's ripping off Gosei Pink. So they got the nine Sentai Heroes.
Because their ears are so big. They're the same size.
Well, that makes sense. Right? So we got that. We got the mecha. They look really cool. Cockpit set of Kyutamas. Then there's the changer. It's got all the lights.
Does it have all the sounds?
It's got sounds. I'm trying to look at the picture, so I kind of am distracting myself as I'm doing this. So that's pretty. Does it come with? It comes with a red one, though, doesn't it? A red Kyutama.
Yeah.
Yeah. It comes. So you get one, but really, to get them all, you want to buy the mecha. And why wouldn't you? It's really fucking cool looking. You want to buy the shit, right? Then, they've got the weapon here that looks really fucking cool. It's got three pieces it comes in, and those three pieces recombine into nine different forms. Really cool. Then, of course, that douche nozzle was complaining because, like, the pink one's weapon is just one of the pieces by itself. Well, fuck her. She's got a vagina. So
it's funny because so's Green's.
Really? I didn't even look.
Green's is just the one part flipped upside down.
I didn't even notice. And I guess the Kyutamas can insert onto there. I don't know if it makes noise with it. I'm assuming it does. Now, the Kyutamas, they have lights? It looks like they have lights or something. They light up. Is it me?
Yes, they do, I think. Yes. Maybe.
That's what it looks like when you look at the mech. It looks like they light up.
I think so.
Now, the way the one thing they do is that they turn, there's like, there's two little things, the normal picture, and then you turn it, and it's got like a symbol for the constellation, which is really cool. In fact, I've seen two different things here. The, the weapon comes with Kyutama, and, so does the buckle. There's a buckle coming out. It's got a Kyutama, which I'm going to talk about which ones they are in a minute. Then there are two Q Thomas sets, each have two of them. And then, of course, there's going to be, you know, the fucking Gashapon ones, because why the fuck not? So all these Qtama are numbered, right? 1 through 9 is the 9 Rangers. The other ones that we know about is number 15, the Futago Qtama, which is Gemini, or Gemini. That comes with the buckle. The Voenkyo, which is based on Telescopium, comes with Q the Weapon. Qtama Set 1 is the Kani Qtama, based on Cancer, and the Tate. It's Tate, but I like to say it looks like Tate. Qtama, based on Scutum, which is a starfish, I think, huh? That's a starfish. It's a shield or something. I don't know. It's a shield. It's like a star in the middle, so I didn't see the shield border, and I feel stupid now. It's a shield. Set 2 is the Uo Qtama, which is a Piskez, and the Ohitsuji Qtama, based on Aries. Alright, so then we get Aries and Pisces, so they're really hitting that hard. That's 23 to 26. Moving further down, now because this is our lives, right?
I told you, and I
told you to shut your whore mouth. We have the Gashapon exclusive ones. Number 36, Perseus, comes with as part of set 2. 37 is Kujira, based on Cetus? I don't know how you say it, but that's in Gashapon set 1.
It's a whale.
Then we have... What?
It's a whale.
Fuck. Oh, right, whale. Fuck you. Then we have 40, which is Andromeda. That's in Gashapon set 2. Set 2 also has 41, Kenbikyo, which is based on Microscopium, and 42, Ryoken, which is based on Canis Venatici. Canis is dog.
Well, I know. Oh, okay.
It is Latin. So there's that. So that's cool. I don't know what the other ones are. I don't know what they're gonna do. How they're gonna do extra Rangers in this? Because we already got 9. I mean, it almost seems silly if they just have one guy come in to make it 10. I'm fine.
I think we're gonna finish with 12 probably.
I think that's probably. You're probably right. I think, you know, something like that. It would be more. It would need to be more. So, I love everything about this ever. I like space, and this is space in such a good way. You know, their suits all have stars on them. I love all like the armor.
The visors pieces. Have like glittery. That's not the first time I've said that either.
Glittery
like star patterns on them, and they're so pretty, and I love them so much.
Like, I love that we have orange in there, like it's real orange, and like they're just saying, you know what, here's black and green and gold and silver all together, just fuck it, just take all the colors. The only thing they're missing is white, like white and purple, just take all the colors. Like, that's the extra. It's going to be white, purple, maybe a light blue.
That's about it.
Yeah, 3 more. That's all the colors that they normally
cyan,
give us.
Cyan, white, and purple. And then they're like, well, what do we do now?
It is just weird. It is just weird to put all 3 together like that as a group. But I'm looking forward to this. I'm really hoping that this show is good.
It has to be. Like, you can't give me a space-themed show with these absolutely fucking awesome suits with a pretty nifty gimmick, a pretty cool robot, and, like, a decent weapon and changer and everything, and then just give me a shit-ass show again. Like, you can't do it. I mean, they can, and they probably will, but, like... I know, like, you can't do that to me. You already fucked me over with Forza. You're like, here, we're gonna do a Space Rider, except we're gonna make it a really shitty show and really have it nothing to do with space. And then they're like, okay, we're gonna do a Space Sentai. Like, you can't fuck up the Space Sentai. Like, if you fuck up the Space Sentai, like, I lose all faith. I'm like, you took my favorite concept that you could do for a show, and then you fucked it over twice.
And meanwhile, they're like over the here kind. Going. Meanwhile, they're over here going, oh, yeah, Shuki and Shinobi, you think we can't do it? Challenge accepted.
God damn it.
Like, we're going to prove you wrong, well, motherfucker.
On the flip side of that, I was like, you know, after Ghost, I'm kind of done with Rider. And then they were like, nope, video games. Nope, good show. So, like, after Jyoja, I mean, I'm considering, I'm always talking about how, like, oh, Sentai's into shitter. You know, everything kind of sucks, and so hopefully they're like, nope, space, nope, good show. So that's the way I'm looking at it. They're trying to keep me in the pen. I don't know why I said pen. Keeping me in the pig pen. I don't know.
But there's a picture that shows all nine of them. It's got the names, it's got their Kutamas, and that's now my background on my computer. And it makes me so happy every time I look at it. Like, I'm really excited about this.
Leon, get out of the blinds. Leon, get okay.
Why is my boss in your blinds?
Because he likes to be, I guess.
That makes sense. I believe that. Like, I love it. Like, the suits are not all exactly, they're all similar, but they're not all exactly the same. I texted Brian and I said, Brian, I don't remember having sexual relations with a Japanese businessman in order to get something this beautiful. But clearly looking at it, we must have done so at some point, because goddamn.
I love how, like, bulky black is. Like, it's just really cool.
I know.
We'll have a bunch of normal people, and then you get to the bull, and just like, bruh.
Like, they just went all out, making each one have features that are like that particular, you know, whatever they're based on.
Yeah, they're all really unique.
I think some people were saying blue has fur.
Yeah, I've heard that. I can't judge that, because we have, like, one picture. So I'm not really sure where they're getting that from, but...
I see it.
You do?
Around the neck. You
Ranger okay. Board? Yeah, I see it. I see what you mean. Okay, yeah, I see what you mean.
Like, yeah. Like, that's just crazy. Like, I see it there now. Like, sorry, so blue's got wolf fur, black's all bulky, gold's got all these, like, scale things going on, pink has eagle wings...
silver's got scales, like literal scales. Pink's got wings. Gold's got a bunch of like lines.
Oh yeah, I see the scales on silver. I really didn't notice that before.
Gold's got a bunch of lines on him. He's really cool. Orange and red look pretty normal.
Yeah.
And so does yellow in that regard.
Like, and then I think some people were describing it as, like, there's, like five of them are, like, a main team, and the other four are, like, a secondary team. Like, I wonder how they're gonna balance having nine characters.
Yeah, right now I kind of feel like it's gonna be a thing where you have, like, a main group, or you focus a lot on red, and red switches between multiple different groups. So I'm not really sure. They could be a core team of nine, but only like five get called out on a mission at one time. I don't know how organized this group is.
I don't know if this could be like they have like specialties, almost like, you know, like a military strike team would be like, oh, this person is good at like demolition, and this person's like a, you know, sniper or whatever. If it's gonna be like that.
Right.
if it's, and so that depends on who goes and who's involved in this, in this mission, this episode. I don't know. I feel like there's going to be a lot of complaining this year about so-and-so's not getting any development.
Oh, absolutely.
Or, you know, they're not getting any focus. And
it's going to happen all the time.
We get it every year because, like, oh, Red's getting all the focus. But I feel like with having 9 of them, we're really going to feel it. And I feel like especially they're going to be complaining about Green and Pink not getting any because, oh, look, they have lady parts. They're not getting enough development and focus. And
they're not getting well-developed lady parts.
Well, they're only 14, though. So they're not fully developed yet. So it's all, that's what happens.
The robot is giving me some pretty big, like, Geki Toja vibes.
Yeah, I see that. I see that. And I like the way it looks. I like that we're doing space, and yet somehow they still found a way to bring, like, animals into it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not all animals, because you look at Gold, and Golds and Silvers really are both humanoid-type robots. Gold having the scales design, and then Silver being that, like, what is it, a snake?
Yeah, it's a snake charmer, basically.
So, you know, Silver has the snake aspect to it. But with the rest of them are all animals. And really, animals is what sells to kids.
Yeah.
When they do these robots, they don't...
What sells to me? Fucking animals are great.
Right, like,
animals are better than people.
Fucking animals are great. Is great.
Reindeers are better than people.
Put that on a shirt. Don't die. We'll put a bummer on the holidays.
I feel like so cool. I'm happy.
I feel like this is now forcing us to have an orange for Power Rangers. Because
Toei's over there going, bitches, you ain't skipping this one.
Well, because they said, okay, you fucking skipped the trains where we gave you your first orange and you skipped it. Now here's Juoger and they got Jewel Bird and he's orange. Then
is
they're gonna
he
go.
Though?
I don't know. And then
is he even real? He just appeared.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure you just put your hand right through him.
But then they're going to come back the following next year, and here, look, here's another fucking orange. Now you can't skip them both, assholes. Like, fucking chippity-doo-dah over here.
Like, he's on vacation right now. He's getting orange to get into character. Thinking orange thoughts. Donald Trump. Oranges. Other things that are the color orange.
It's all connected.
Like, fuck, man. Like... Like, that's the thing is, it's weird because they look at it and they go, oh, kids don't like trains. And I'm looking at, like, between Juoger and Q-Ranger, and I'm like, how the fuck is either one of these not marketable to kids? There's animals everywhere. Juoger has, you know, 6 Rangers. 2 of them have 3 forms. Plus then Bird shows up. This one here starts off with 9.
Like, I want them to adapt this, but I don't want them to skip Juoger just because I want figures
right, like,
for things.
Yeah, and the toys sell themselves. Like, look at this. I mean, what kid is not going to see this and want it? I mean, this is beautiful. Like,
well, and people are too overzealous about this. They're like, skip Juoger, death to Juoger, like, already. And it's funny because I think it's coming from a really excited place of, like, I want figures and stuff for this now, and I want to see more of this, but... By the time we get to it, this is going to be 2 years old.
Yeah.
It's funny. Like, we're going to have 2 full other suits we've seen. And it's just funny how quickly...
Well, and the thing is... And the thing about that, too, though, is that... You know, I... As much as, like... Kyuger... God damn it. Juoger. As much as Juoger is, like, all mediocre right now...
Drop my cookie. Put the cookie down. Sorry.
As mediocre as it is, I don't want to skip it because there's nothing. I mean, I know the current state of the way things are right now, but there's nothing saying that it's not. It would not be good here as an adaptation. And, like, I feel like they should at least have a shot to try. Like, I feel bad, like, you know, I did not really care for Tokuger very much, but I would have liked to have seen them have a shot at adapting it into its own show and what they could do with trains and these villains and whatever used all together. You know, yeah, they might be using Baron Nero for Ninja Steel, but to use the Tokuja stuff all as a unit, and instead they're skipping it for Ninja, and, you know, yeah, I want to see this here, but I don't want to skip Georgia for it. I want to see what they do with it, what they do with Cubes, and what they do with Genis and his fucking clown posse.
I just want the toys.
I want the toys right now, too. I want these. I want these balls in my life. I need plenty of space balls right now. I don't want to hold them, and I want to play with them.
There's going to be plenty of ball jugs for a year, so I get used to that.
I want to play with the space balls. Just, like, everything. And it's funny because I was going to try and, you know, step back after Juojo and, like, oh, you know what, I'm just going to not buy so much next year. And then they were like, fuck you, Nine Rangers. I'm like, god damn it.
That's what I said. What if
next year's a triangle and there's a gimmick around shapes that's like a conspiracy, just like the numbers with Ryder?
Like, they were like, oh, fuck you, space. I'm like, son of a bitch. And they're like, fuck you again, Nine Rangers, and a cool gimmick. I'm like, god damn it. Like, they went from Cubes and then they were like, edges. Where we're going, we don't need edges.
Fuck beveling. Wait, no, this is all beveled. Sorry. I always think of that because my Maya teacher was really anal about beveling. It was kind of ridiculous. Every surface in the world is beveled! Sorry.
I'm sure you do enjoy it being anal.
No, it is. Anal beveling.
I want to bevel my anus.
Well, can you imagine anal without beveled edges? Holy shit. I'm just too far, really, when we think about it.
I want to bevel your mother's anus.
I crossed the line, and it was beveled. Sorry. Again.
We beveled the line.
See? Are we still on this? Like, I don't remember time this wasn't happening.
I don't know where we're at.
Well, Dawson, what do you think of Q-Ranger?
He's cool. Like, I'm really excited about the designs, but I'm really nervous about the show itself. Like, I'm just expecting it to be bad.
At this point, that's understandable. I mean,
like,
have they announced any of the staff? Like, they do, like, oh, producer and director and...
It doesn't matter. It still sucks.
At this point, that's accurate. But no, they haven't had, like, a full-on, like, conference about the show yet.
Well, I was wondering because I would really love it if they brought in Koichi for this.
It wouldn't surprise me a whole lot.
Like how they did with Forza, like, okay, we're doing space, so with all of his wire work and you know, the crazy flips and explosions and shit, just would fit Koichi. Plus I just like Koichi. God, I want these toys so bad right now.
Like, it's hard to tell even with staff, because I remember when Ghost Ager was announced, or, like, some of the people behind Gekiranger, you know how that turned out. Like,
yeah.
And part of it was because of, like, it was a Toei or whatever that, like, nixed all their early storylines about conflict. Mm-hmm. So, like, I hate the position I'm in, because I really like all the stuff we've seen in terms of aesthetics, but, like, I'm really pessimistic about Sentai, and then, like I've said before, with PR, either we skip it, or I don't like what we're doing with it now. So it's like there's all these negative outcomes. Like, but I have that like 5% optimism running of like an X8 happening, where like Ghost was just abysmal by the end, and then X8 surprised us. I mean, I'm still like waiting for the other shoe to drop partially, but I'm hoping for an X8 situation, but like expecting a Ghost and Ninja situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I hate being in that state. Because it's always up in the air whether it's going to be good or not, but it's, like, extra this year. Because Sentai's been so dull for 2 years. Not everyone at once, just, you know.
I'm really looking forward to having all these space balls with their numbers and just lining them up in order.
You are. I want figures for them, but all we're going to get is vinyls.
Look, I have an OCD problem, okay?
I saw people being like, figure arts, please. I'm like, you child. They're dead.
Figure arts, please.
Let it go. Let They're busy go. Making Michael Jackson and Daft Punk and an astronaut for some reason.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Like, I know for a fact I'm more excited about this stuff and these suits and the looks of all of this. More excited than I was for Jiu-Oger and Ninja-Ger and Tokyuger. Like, I think the last time I was excited was Kyoryuger. So, I'm hoping the show is as good as Kyoryuger, and I'll be okay.
I think that's probably true for me in terms of overall. Like, I really liked the Ninja suits themselves, but everything else was very all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time I was writing off Gaim Optimism, I'm like, they can do anything wacky and make it amazing. 3 years later, I've gone into an even more cynical place than I was at.
We didn't even know those depths were possible for Dalton.
It's like, my heart's just going to, like, disintegrate from being a piece of coal by the time I make it out of this fandom. I'm never making it out.
Let's be honest, I'm never leaving.
Yeah. I didn't know you had a heart, so...
It's getting smaller every day.
So
I mean, this fandom has made me root for the people stealing the gimmicks, because they post so many images of they stole the Chargers. Like, Brian reminded me of that, I'm like, oh my god, we're gonna get that again this year, and it's gonna make me, like, root for the thieves.
But who would steal these things? Like, what?
I'm telling you, Ron Swanson, he just takes it, puts it right in the trash. Like, that's what I would do, is just take them out, and then just, like, go to checkout and throw them away in the trash behind the counter. Like, as I'm buying something else legitimately. Like, here, I just need to throw these away. That would be the ultimate crime.
I did watch 3 hours of Parks and Rec Sunday on Esquire. That was fun.
Finally.
That was enjoyable.
Now you have to go back and listen to all the podcasts to get the references from the past 3 years.
I pretty much just memorize everything, so I...
Just replay them in your head?
Pretty much.
Well, is that it for the news? And by the news, I mean just Q-Ranger the movie, apparently.
Look, don't judge me for loving this.
So now it's time for...
superhero time! Jooja! Mechagame, Moochagame, what's your name? I'm a coming like the Xado!
There's like a weird, like, sleazy car dealer flair to that. I'm not sure what it was.
So, I haven't been here to talk about the last few weeks of Jooja, and there's not even... I don't feel compelled to, because every week is just fucking mediocre after mediocre. There's nothing there. This week, fucking Leo ran around and some monster's trying to steal his pants. The monster of the week was trying to steal everyone's pants. Because I guess then he was going to scare the pants off of him, and that's why it was like a joke. And it's funny, and I don't know who thought it was funny, but somebody did. Because they said, let's do this episode.
Look, if he just shouts at the camera, it'll be comedy gold. Japan, a summary.
Here you go. Rumors for a spring Kamen Rider movie Tyson has surfaced, stating that Denno will play a big role in the film.
Maybe we'll finally get that Cho Denno versus Denno movie that I've been waiting for. To be honest, I wouldn't be mad at that movie if just, like, it was only Denno people. Like, if it didn't have, like, everybody else in it for, like, no reason.
Here's a better question. When are we gonna get that movie where they explain Narutaki's backstory?
It's too soon. Settle down. It's only been 8 years, or however long it's been.
Like,
what about that new Denno miniseries that was supposed to fill the gap between Decade and the next series? Classic rumors. Remember when Gavin was gonna mentor the GoBusters? Sorry.
But this episode here was Leo teaching a kid to roar like a lion and the monster trying to take his pants.
Jooja, sorry.
Like,
and Kumar shot that girl.
Kumar shot Narnia.
Kalpin just showed up and he threw the Chronicles of Narnia in the air and said, "Break yourself, fool!" And then he just shot the book up and said, "Books suck, TV rules," and then he left. And that was the best part of the episode, best thing Georgia's done all year. Kumar is my favorite Georgia. Harold second.
It was funny because, like, I'm sitting here going, like, this episode is absolute just stupid. And then, like, at the very end, Kumar's like, "Ah, no, fuck you," and then just shot, I almost called her Narnia. Narnia, and I'm like, oh, shit. And then, she's like, preview for next week has, like, Genis, or whatever the fuck his name is.
He's getting out of his chair.
He's finally getting off of his big floaty blob thing that his feet are attached to, or whatever. I don't know what's up with him.
It's like when Frieza finally got up. It's actually pretty similar, wine and all.
And so, like, I'm sitting here trying to figure out, like, what's actually real in that and what could potentially be Kumar reading Narnia's mind and making things.
Oh, for fuck's sake, don't say that.
Because, like, it's only episode 41. They still got, like, 6 more after that.
And, like, least. 5 of them are filler.
It depends if we have any, like, golf or relay races in the meantime. Because Georgia can cap at 48. That's the most it could have. So, I don't know. I don't really care, to be honest.
When are we going to get those recolored things that Bard was supposed to bring with him? It was his campaign promise when he was elected. Weird ranger that has no color.
I don't know.
I mean, he put it in his morpher. I mean, they're all one button, so it was like a last-minute deal. But, like, I don't know. I'm over it. I'm ready to be done. My, like, love for Sentai is solely existing in the honeymoon phase of Scans at this moment.
Pretty much.
Xaid, on the other hand, was quite good.
It was.
And I have to say, like... Oh, I have to say nothing, apparently.
No, you're not allowed to fucking talk, because I'm going to talk, and you're a douche-nozzle cocksucker. Wow. So...
It's escalated quickly.
Xaid was so goddamn good. Like, I love it. Like, you know, they've got everything that Juodra doesn't have. They're building mysteries, and they've got, like, a plot, and there's things
video
happening.
Games.
There's video games. Like, we keep going on this thing about what... Emu, and he didn't have
how
this
he's
special
a punk bitch,
surgery.
And the only part of the show I don't like.
I'm telling you, I think what we're gonna find out is that he's dead.
Did I just hear someone say, "Yes, you can," in the background? Is there like an Obama third term campaign going on in the background? It's Joe. Third term, Joe. Yes, we can. Joe. Yes, we can.
I feel like we're going to find out that that doctor really didn't save him. He's just dead this whole time or something. Well, he's the core child. He's Data.
Like, it's probably something... I'm just thinking it's as simple as he injected him with the Bugster virus back then. Like, this was, like, years in the making.
That was my first thought, but then...
Like, farther back than Begins Night. Like, Begins Night. Like, Begins Morning.
I think we're going to find out that doctor had something to do with the Bugsters coming about or something.
Probably. Like, they made the digital world in Tamers, too, while they're at it. Like, I like that they're... Oh my god, don't yell at me, robot! Droid, please! That was, like, up in my face. That was, like, the closest I've ever gotten. It was like I was about to be in, like, a rap battle with it. I wish I had my little BB-8. I would just fire it up, but I don't have it. Anyway, I like that they're bringing that up in more than a capacity of just oh, his patient is the doctor that inspired him, and, like, actually questioning, like...
His patient is the doctor.
Well, yes, his patient is the doctor. But, like, questioning the nature of his idolization of him in general, which I think is interesting. But what I liked about this episode was I was talking a lot about last week about how I was still slightly, not annoyed, I guess, but, like, I wish it would slow down. But I have to say, at least... They did a good job of, they introduced the Gashat this week so kids could go buy it without getting spoilers, but, like, the story wasn't complete. Like, if this was Ghosts, we would have been out of control and fixed within 5 minutes. Like, we would have gotten the debut of both this, oh, it's dead heat, I can't handle it, and all four forms today. Mm. Like, I just feel like that's what would have happened. So I like that. I love the whole four-player co-op thing, like, I just love gaming shit like that. Like, they're going to go play the Four Swords Adventures and beat him.
That's what I thought about when they were first describing it.
Like, I love shit like that.
It's great, because, like, you have this Gashat that one person can use, but it... I mean, I have a feeling eventually he'll probably be able to use it singly.
Well, yeah, because it exists.
But
it'll be like a Triassic Ranger situation.
But it's one of those things where it's a four-player co-op game, so in order to handle the power output appropriately, like, he needs to have everybody there. And, like, that's such a gaming thing, and it's so good.
Yeah, I just love shit like that. It's like, they could have easily done this with very minimal gaming things, but they're doing all sorts of little facets of all the genres and like, tropes and stuff of it, and I love it. And we're only in, like, episode 9. Just imagine all the different things they could do. Escort missions. Like,
and they're just going all out with it, and it's great.
I can't wait for the escort mission episode.
Horde mode. Just anything. It'll be amazing. They could do an episode where they're forced to be turn-based somehow.
Wait.
What else happened here?
So
I like how he had to finish the Gashat himself.
Yeah. You gotta beat the thing and suck up the little parts.
Dear Lord.
Oh, baby. slurp, motherfucker.
I'm curious if we're in a situation where they're gonna reveal that Emu is...
The core child.
Either a bugster already, and he doesn't know it, or if he was basically the first one to undergo the surgery when he was a kid, and so, like, something fucked up, and he's, like, some sort of, like, miracle child or something, because, let's be real, that's probably what's gonna happen.
Like, but, he's, immune to the virus, maybe?
Like, the doctor... I feel like the doctor probably did it to... because he knew Emu liked games so much that he was trying to turn Emu into, basically, a super soldier to fight the bugsters, because they were all, well, like, video game-related shit.
I mean, it could just be something like he doesn't need the surgery because he, like, the surgery, maybe it's based off of him that what they had to do, like, he has a natural immunity to it for whatever reason.
Maybe.
And so they base their stuff off of him. And so that's why they had to look for him. And that's why he can just put the driver on and he's good to go. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of something here that's less stupid than whatever they're going to come up with.
It's probably going to end up being some sort of, like, amalgam of all the different writer backstories, like, part Fize, part Wizard, part Forze, I don't know.
Yeah, like, you know, just everything all at once, like that.
Like, I hope it has something to do more so with what he did to him, and not necessarily making it about Emu. Like, he did it to Emu because he was so special. Like, he just did it to Emu, and, like, Emu's special now. Like, to not double down on the Chosen One stuff. Like, a KFC double down.
Mainly. Yeah. I really, like, want KFC.
So, he was just some random kid he tested on or something, and not make it, like, about, oh, Emu was the Chosen One, so I injected him with DNA or something. That sounded, no. maybe, like, whatever he did to him is why he's a good gamer. Like, maybe that'll be a thing. And then he'll, like, question his whole identity. I'm like, I knew you sucked all along, Emu. Get the fuck out of here and go to a dentist. Go see Jam.
go see a dentist?
Like, he needs to, though. What is he, British? I mean, come on. It's just like his personality is the only thing I don't like about the show.
And it's funny because you mentioned his voice, and it, like, how it was Squeaky Tom voice.
Yeah,
and I can't unhear it every time you talked in this episode. I'm just sitting there picturing Tom Haverford just squeaking.
Especially, like, in the scene early on when the doctor was, like, in the bed, and he was like, oh, kidneys, I don't like the color. Sorry, I couldn't resist. But, like, and, like, Brave and X-Aid were standing over him, and X-Aid was like, and Brave just pushes him. And, like, there was this look on his face that I had to screen cap, because it reminded me, like, whenever Ron would push Tom out of the way, and he would just make that noise. It's just like, oh, he's just so whiny. Go hang out with Whiny West. At least a drunk HR would be there to keep things entertaining. It's the cops! We are the cops! We are the cops!
Oh my god.
Damn it, Tom Kavanaugh, you're not going to win me over. I miss Tom Kavanaugh. Nice try, Tom. My best friend's Tom.
But that's about it. I mean, next episode we're gonna get the co-op action going on, and then I think the episode
hot gamer
after,
on gamer action.
Then the episode directly after that, I think, is Mighty Brothers X. So
of course it fucking is. Like, I'm curious with all that going on. More specifically, like the co-op thing, how they're gonna get Snipe to agree to it, since he's like currently against them and stolen their gashats, whether they perfectly fall out when he hits them. So like they have that to resolve, and they're gonna be all working together next week, and then he's gonna go Super Mario Bros. The week after. So
Snipe keeps hitting that sweet spot on there, on him that like makes all their stuff pop out.
It's
and
like
just steal
it's
it.
Like the spot of a Z Putty, except it's
pretty much
gashats.
And, like, it's just that one, too. It's not the other one. It's not, like, his car keys or anything.
Just imagine his car keys pop out, and I'm taking this, too.
He just shoots him, his iPhone pops out, the screen cracks. Son of a bitch, I just got that! Sorry, I was going for your cash rat.
It's similar.
He just
shape.
Gives him a quarter, and now he owns his car.
Tyga's like, yeah, I needed a new ride. Smell you later, loser.
Classic Gary Oak? Mess around. Yeah. And next week we also have the post finale Christmas special to look forward to.
Oh dear lord.
I'm not an elf. I'm a Power Ranger.
God damn it. Look, it's post finale. Maybe they'll actually address things. Dad! Fuck! Son of a bitch!
That finale was just... I have no words for it. And, you know, I missed the episode where we discussed the show, and I don't even feel like I missed out on anything. It's like when I missed out on the ghost discussion. The wrap-up. I'm like, I don't feel like I missed anything except just an opportunity to bitch about how bad it was and how much it could have been better. Like, dear lord, that was stupid in so many ways. God's sakes.
At least ghosts didn't end with, huh, ghosts were never taken out by the meteor. They rule the world now. What? Ghosts were never taken out by a meteor. Oh, credits? Oh, okay, bye. What's happening?
Oh, credits? Oh, okay.
Like, we just have a preview clip and there's already problems. The base shouldn't exist. They never met Keeper. They never made it. It's I'm already done.
It didn't air yet, and Dawson's already complaining about it.
I know, but it's like, and it's funny because there's people that are like, well, Power Rangers never has dealt with time travel issues. There's a series based on it that constantly mentioned the ramifications of time travel. Like, constantly. Like, they're like, oh, you're gonna fuck up time travel if you cure these people too early. Fuck you, Alex! I prefer Wes with his hair forward without any gel. You have too much gel in there, sir.
I'm so excited because my Ninja Turtles game, they added the 87 Turtles and the original comic book Turtles, and they're adorable looking. I finally have all my LARP Turtles.
That's related.
I still can't get Ice Cream Kitty, though, because fuck me, and like normal Michelangelo and Rocksteady, because
I don't know. Fake game hates me. Fuck you, game. Fuck you, Brian.
It's all my fault.
It is your... You're a douchebag, so it has to be your fault.
Got it.
Now it's time for...
Ramble time.
Whoa. That was, like, almost harmony, and then, like, you fucked it up. You got in your own heads.
So Pokemon's a thing that's been happening.
But it keeps the powers the same when you do the fusion dance. Sorry.
And this week...
I still haven't watched it.
I don't know if I must have missed something at some point.
I moved on because I started watching Sun and Moon, so I keep forgetting X and Y is still a thing.
I forgot.
Preview aired. So.
But this week, we got to listen to an extended cut of Bonnie's Zygarde song for Squishy.
God, I haven't watched it yet. I know to wear earplugs while watching it.
I had to keep from just slitting my throat while watching it. And I don't understand. Did Squishy get, like, mind controlled? Did I miss that part?
Yeah.
Part of them.
Like, because I know, like, they had the blue one.
Oh, there's a blue one? I missed that one.
And he was mind controlled. But then there was Bonnie's one, and he went to go fight him. I don't remember him falling under the control of Zerossic.
He got hit by a wave, too.
Oh,
so
okay.
Now they're both bad.
Well, they're both good now because they've stopped the whole thing.
Well, yeah.
Ash's Pokemon got taken out one at a time by Mega Gyarados because fuck everything. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Some of it was cool. Like, when Steven just flew in like a badass on Mega Metagross. Like, that was awesome.
And Steven!
Sorry. Like, that was just pretty cool. Like, he's like, I'm a badass. I'm the champion of Hoenn, motherfucker. Just flies in on Mega Metagross. Like,
just picturing Steven flying in. Like, he just pops up in the middle of Pokemon, and Steven bites hot dog. Still need to catch up on that.
I wonder when Maul was going to decide to be part of the Elite Four. I don't know.
Eventually. Like,
but she showed up with Mega Houndoom, and that was cool. Like, but yeah, it was insane just to see, like, all of Ash's Pokemon, like, one behind the other, just getting their asses kicked. Like, all four Greninja. It was just going to leave anyway.
Greninja.
Greninja!
Thanks, Gilmon. Rip off. You don't even know about Decadomons in Bread.
Who's in Bread?
Gilmon. He's all up in that yeast. You know how it is.
I thought Brian was in Bread.
You know it.
You weren't kidding about the Sun and Moon, like... I guess I never paid much attention because I'd never seen both versions, but for XY, if it's true, but like in terms of keeping like the direct dialogue right down to them calling it pineapple juice instead of pineapple juice, like, well, I guess Japan decided the apple was needless and cut it off.
Pineapple is a berry in the game, bro.
Oh. Fuck's sake, I didn't know that! So then...
Wow.
I had no idea.
Wow.
But yes, I did watch a portion of the sub while watching the dub, and honestly, the dialogue is very, very, very close.
Because other than that possible word misunderstanding, there was a couple, like, direct lines that I recognized just from reading it. There was, like, one that was almost direct but changed it around to make more human sense, but yeah. And, like... all the voices were pretty good. Like, Kukui didn't sound like what he sounded like in my head when I was playing the game, which was kind of weird. I like how Rockruff is basically just a dog. Like, I mean, just the voice. It's, like, perfect for that. And I like, this is, like, a weird thing to say, but I like that they keep Popplio's barking in ours, because it's, like, I mean, it fits the movements, but, like, they captured it the same way they did in the subs, which I just think is important.
Yeah.
Hashtag barking purist, apparently. I don't know too much else about
it. I really don't like Lana's voice.
Who's Lana?
The blue one.
Oh, okay. <I'm
sorry>. I like how Brian does that, the blue one.
That's actually really helpful, because they are color-coded. There's, like, blue, green, red, and yellow. It's perfect. Oh my god, they're all the Pokemon games. Is that on purpose?
Yes.
I just know that. I'm learning so much today.
Is it, or are you just making it up, Brian?
But I imagine it might have a little bit of something to do with it.
It's too much of a coincidence. I'm really curious how they're going to handle the trials, just because, are the Pokemon, the trial Pokemon independent then, since they're, like, you know, the trial overseers or whatever are students in this one? Like, that's what I'm curious how they're going to handle that. I mean, we're obviously not using all of them, because there's the other ones that aren't students. So I'm curious how they handle that. And, like, what happens when he wants to go to the other islands? Is there other campuses? I have so many questions.
I just want episodes where Kiawe talks a lot, because his voice is really good.
I want to see what the Rotom Pokedex sounds like for us.
I know.
I'm really curious about that.
I'm moderately concerned.
What do you think it's going to sound like? It's going to be terrible. What is Bonnie? Can you imagine? Kind of like Bonnie? How Dawn was Professor Ivy.
What if it's Bonnie? I would probably stop watching the dub, to be honest. If I have to hear Bonnie anymore after X and Y, I think I'm done. Like, I can't.
This will probably be the one time they start bringing characters back again, because the XY characters were so good. Not really.
I want to slit your throat right now.
I have to make a comment about how much I loved Kiefer's comment of, just getting a mention that Ash caught Tauros is what we live for as people who have sold our souls to watch this kid fail. It was, like, the perfect description of still following the Pokemon anime.
Sold our souls to watch this kid fail.
It's just funny because, like, whenever we hit, like, one of the worst filler episodes, and I just think about how long I've been following this, and I think I've mentioned before, like, I always flash back to the before school programs where it was like the biggest thing, the anime was so popular, like everyone was mesmerized for it. I'm like, I bet I'm maybe one of maybe one or two kids that's still following this, like clinging onto the hope that Ash will win one day. Like, on my deathbed, two things will be certain. Ash won't have won yet, and I'll still be following it, and Supernatural will still be on the air.
Well, that's certainly true. Nothing can kill Supernatural.
Yeah, that was, like, the perfect comment. Like, it's kind of true, though. I mean, that's the biggest reward we can expect, is for Ash to acknowledge that he caught a Tauros, and that's kind of sad. Like, oh my god, he mentioned that he caught Tauros, and, like, you're honestly kind of excited, and it's pathetic, to be honest. Alright. Let's talk about happier things, like Drunk HR.
Oh my god.
And how he calls Barry Allen B.A. I kind of love that.
B.A. Baracus, and then Mr. T shows up.
Like, Drunk HR was probably my favorite part of the episode, honestly.
It was something I didn't know I needed in my life.
Like, it's a weird situation because he keeps winning me over, and it's kind of like a Tatiana Maslany situation where I keep forgetting it's a different actor. Because I'm like, well, I still miss Harry, but he's doing okay.
It was weird seeing Malfoy being nice at the end of the episode. I'm like, I don't understand what.
It was such a quick turnaround. He's like, "Fuck you, Caitlin." 2 minutes later, "Cheerio, I got a flower on my chest." Like, what the hell, Malfoy?
I was feeling really lonely.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Caitlin.
Why are you dressed like a British pedophile? Like, why does he have, like, it was just so, I don't, like, the flower just really stood out to me.
How do you know what a British pedophile looks like?
I don't know.
Are you a British pedophile, Dawson?
No, I don't have an accent, obviously.
You can hide it.
No, I can't. I don't know where to put it. I ran out of hiding spaces. You know how it is.
Put it in your butt. It's nature's pocket.
Gotta keep my sperm count up. You know how it is. No, but I do like that, even though it's a cliche story element of mind control, I do like that it was mind control for Malfoy, because making him straight up evil would be just so predictable for him being Malfoy. Gotta feel sorry for the dude keeping him typecasted. But I mean, even without him being Malfoy, just his positioning in the storyline as someone who's, you know, up against Barry, suddenly appears after Flashpoint. It could be played by anybody, and it would have been too obvious. And it still was, but at least he's not full-on evil. He was just... pulling a full-on Mandarin. And he was just Trevor Slattery. And, you know, he was never real the whole time. So that's a thing.
Yeah, I was really happy that he wasn't, like, actually evil. Because I'm like, I don't really want that. I want there to be something good to come out of this. And they temporarily have him as an ally until the end of the
season.
Yeah, until like even maybe in the mid. Okay.
Until Evo shows up and goes.
Gotta protect their smiles.
But I know when
he
gets too expensive to have on the show.
Yeah.
Like I don't know how much longer he's staying on. I
assume it'll be for the whole season, but...
I hope so, because it's cool to see him on The Flash, but...
Like, I hope while he's here that he works with the team every now and then, because I started to like that sort of frenemy dynamic they got during the episode with that weird bullied kid who decided the solution was to make a giant hologram. but, like, I liked that part of the episode, and, like, just seeing him in Star Labs, I'm like, this could be kind of a fun thing for however long he's around. As far as Savitar goes, I'm still not, like, fully on board or, like, convinced. It's just, it doesn't have that hook. Like, at this point in seasons 1 and 2, I was, like,
Killian,
clamoring for more Flash. Like, I am Arrow right now. And, like, there were so many questions. I mean, I have questions, but I'm not, like, I can wait for the answers. Like, there's not enough to separate him from Zoom, especially since his whole thing is, like, wanting to, what's his face? Deadbeat Dad. Jay Garrick? Yeah.
I liked having Jay Garrick around. I like him, and
he
I like
let Lunsford drowned. but.
I'm fine with that.
Like when he was saying, like, the reason he's going after him is that Barry's threatening his speed or whatever, I'm like, that sounds so Zoom. And it's like, the way all the little pre-interview sounded last week, it made it sound like this was the episode where, like, oh, it's really going to hit us, and they're going to differentiate it, it's going to be, everything's going to be urgent, and there's a reason that Flashpoint's going to be tabled, and I didn't really feel that. I didn't feel like there was, especially since everybody but Barry believes it's over, there wasn't really an urgency or, like, a reasoning why the Flashpoint drama would be tabled, and I just wasn't feeling it. I mean, Iris died, but I'm kind of okay with it. I mean, that's not like a cater, but it's just, she's so useless.
Dawson's glad that she died because she's black.
She's just so useless on the team. She just stands around and comments. She's like Sigourney Weaver's character. She just repeats the computer. Like, that's all she does. She doesn't even do that.
She's just Sigourney Weaver. She tells you to come to the Marine Wildlife Center where they can be rehabbed and released into the wild.
Best character in Nemo. Or, sorry. But, I mean, it's obvious Savitar is going to be Joe. I mean, we're being real about it. Fishpoint. I saw that hashtag and it killed me.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping we'd get more of a hint at who he is. I don't... He said he's the future Flash, so maybe he is Barry? What if he's Wally?
He didn't say he's the future Flash. He said the future Flash put him in a box.
I know, but like when he first said, "Who are you?" said, "I'm the future Flash." That's what he said.
I think there was supposed to be a comma in there. Like, "I'm the future comma Flash."
But he fucking rushed it because he's a speedster. I'm gonna take that shit seriously if you say it.
Like, I think there's still a chance that it's future Barry. I don't know, because he's kind of a creation of Flashpoint, it sounds like, sort of, but not really. And they kind of make him out to be a really ancient being. So then you're like, well, it can't be a future Barry if he's an ancient being. But, so I have no fucking idea, to be honest.
Like, yeah, and that's what's confusing about it. Because there was that whole mythology about it being the first speedster. And there was, I forgot about the Sorcerer's Stone creating other metas, which could explain that random, this meta wasn't created by the Particle Accelerator from season, like, one that they never mentioned again.
I think it was even funnier that Malfoy's involved in if they're going to use those Philosopher's Stone.
Yeah.
I read the script and he was like, for fuck's sake. I specifically said, no putta mentions. And I spell it P-O-T-T-A. Putta!
Oh my god.
Give me servers on the phone. Has no one told him? Too soon. I'm sorry.
Oh, but I thought that was really funny.
I can only imagine, though, like, you're gonna be the villain, and as the Philosopher's Stone, and the writers are just snickering.
While wearing, like, Harry Potter clothes from Hot Topic.
I am kind of curious, like...
I'll say Gryffindor on him. Like.
Jay had mentioned... Because we got, like, almost two different, like, conflicting ideals. Because Jay had mentioned Savitar was appearing because Barry threatened him. And then Savitar said he did it because of whatever Barry did to him. So I'm almost wondering if... I don't think Savitar is lying. But I'm wondering if the component of someone threatening his speed might be Wally. Because HR had mentioned that Wally's faster than Barry.
Yeah. Well, that is Wally West's shtick, is that he's faster than Barry and has more powers, different powers than Barry.
Because they... Like, at the beginning of the episode, they made it a point to go, like, oh, yeah. Wally's faster. And then now they're like, oh, something's threatening his speed. It's you. But
And Wally's got a suit now, and I'm excited.
Yeah, like, I don't think it's Barry that's threatening Savitar's speed stuff. I think it has everything to do with Wally, and they just don't know it because nobody told them how fast Wally is.
Yeah. Right? They're just trying to shut him down, and then HR was like, whoa, just take it easy, man. And they're like, all right, let's wrap the present.
All I know is that if Harry and Jesse Quick don't come back before the end of the season, I'm gonna be very upset.
Well, it's gonna be hard to get, you know, the actor back. He's just so unavailable playing HR. It's like he has like two different phones for each character. Three. He's got the third phone for original Wells.
Like, I don't care how shallow Toku fapping it is. I want to see, like, Barry with Kid Flash and Jesse Quick and Gay Jarek and
they're already all set together. Up with five.
Like, teams. I want it. I want it, and it's gonna make me horny.
You know, speaking of horny, no, but it would be kind of interesting too if maybe, because like you had said, it might have something to do with Flashpoint, or it sounds like it. But maybe it would be interesting if whatever was done to him, because he said it was the future Flash that did it to him, if it had something to do with his disappearance in the future.
Yeah,
and like, because I thought it would be like, how cool would it be if whatever he did to Savitar was why he disappeared, and then we met future Wally, who was the Flash, like
right? Well, because Wally eventually becomes like the regular Flash, so
I don't
know. That's why I said it. Like, now, fuck you. So does anyone think that at some point, maybe not this season, but or maybe by the end of the season, that'll be how it ends? They're gonna bring in Impulse.
That's what I've been hoping for. I was hoping, the beginning of season 4 into season 3, Impulse would show up. Something's gotta be done about your kids!
If they don't, I at least want to see him in a Legends episode as, like, a tease.
That would be cool. Yeah. But, like, I imagine they'll do him at some point. You know how it is. No, but, probably. Because they've been moved... They moved so quickly with everything. Like, I mean, we're at season 3 now, but like, I'm just... If you think about how like young the series is and like how much mythology we have already, like it's already commonplace to travel to different Earths at any moment. So like I was surprised at how fast they moved with everything. Like it's actually kind of funny that they – not fast like they rushed it, but I mean they really dove into all the storylines without wasting too much time. But they did take their time in terms of adding in other characters like – you know, other speedsters like Kid Flash and Jesse Quick and then even Vibe and Killer Frost, they took their time with that compared to, like, Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's interesting. But I hope they do Impulse, and I kind of imagine they will.
One thing that happened is, like, things started clicking in my head and then were instantaneously proven wrong by the time the commercials ended.
If there are things clicking in your head, you should probably go see a doctor.
When Cisco had the little crate thing, and Brother Savitar was like, "Oh, open the box so we could be together again," and shit like that, I was like, "Oh my god, he's gonna open the box, and he's gonna turn evil temporarily," and that's where that thing with Killer Frost fighting Vibe came from. She's trying to save him, and then then she just strolled in and was like, "No, don't do it," and he's like, "Okay," and then it was like shot down immediately. I'm like,
But she was like full on Killer Frost garb, so like she would have to be like, "No, don't do it," and Cisco would be like, "No," and then she'd be like, "Fuck," runs out, changes to Killer Frost.
Well,
I meant
later, shit. Like it would last.
I know. Oh, okay. Like she's like, "Wait a minute," puts on the Killer Frost stuff, puts on his goggles. All right, now don't do it. This has to be perfect for Brian's vision.
We all must succumb to Brian's vision.
I'm sitting here going, "Man, I'm glad I didn't go on Twitter."
Like, "Oh man, I'm gonna blow up Twitter with this theory. I'm gonna be the first one to crack code. Hey guys, I figured it out. Don't even worry about it. Put the blackboards away." It's funny, like, with Cisco, though, how much he's... It's weird to say he shouldn't be so sad about his brother, but his brother was kind of a dick. Yeah. And, like, suddenly there's so much emphasis on him. Like, they had those episodes of, you know, how they were patching things up, but it's kind of this weird reoccurring theme of, like, familial relationships in The Flash that are more important than they should be. Like, Barry's mom, who parented him for, like, 5 minutes, and then, like, Cisco's brother, who he wasn't all that close with, and is all of a sudden, like, he's closer with Barry than he was his brother, so it's just these weird, like, things that just don't ring true to me. As opposed to, like, when Oliver will put his life on the line for Thea, it makes sense, like, how devoted he is to her. It's just, that's, like, one of my maybe nitpicks about The Flash. I think it's mainly Barry, because, I mean, why would you want the 5-minute parents if you could have Joe?
But, I mean, he had an eggnog off.
You know how it is. Hashtag nog off.
Joe's the black dad everyone wants, so...
He's getting his nog on.
It's the cops.
Damn it. I love how he's like, Barry, I'm right here. I had rewatched that scene of everyone being introduced last week to each other, and then the planning scene where Ollie's coaching Barry through team leader, and like, it's really funny that I never noticed the first time I watched it when Barry said "suit up," HR kept saying "suit up" after him, and Barry just goes, "Stop."
I didn't notice that.
I heard HR saying it, but I don't remember hearing Barry saying "stop."
Because like, Barry said it once, and then HR kept saying it, and he turns around and just says "stop." And, like, it was kind of understated because, like, the camera was real zoomed out, and then, like, you immediately roll into the Kara Ollie scene, but it's just, it's so great. Such an HR thing.
Like, I loved everything about that team up. That team up was the best thing ever. Oh my god, it was so good. Like, it was great because the character interactions were, like, even better than I imagined they were going to be. Like, can't wait for next team up.
Throwback news with Kevin.
Fuck you and your dick.
Whenever it happens, I always think, like, what if a news anchor missed a week and they came back and, like, purported last week's news because they missed it? Like, well, I wasn't here, so remember last week when that bank was robbed? We're gonna talk about it. Last week's weather, it was snowing and sunny right now, but I'm gonna confuse the shit out of you.
Fuck your mother.
There's this nog made by Joe and his hot girlfriend.
Oh, HR.
And it comes out of his penis.
Dear Lord. Too far. Drunk HR. Best in the Christmas sweater. The Christmas sweater is a fun recurring theme of Flash. I miss Peace Viv's Christmas sweater, to be honest. I miss Peace Viv's in general. What if Peace Viv's is Savitar?
Nailed it.
Thought so. What if Savitar is just a robot being controlled by a really tiny person? Who started the rumor that someone's working me from the inside with controls?
So, I keep getting in trouble because I keep mentioning that Kylo Ren has an 8-pack and that he's shredded.
Well, he is. He's shredded. It's
just obvious. With two T's.
When we were in Target the other day, we saw this big Kylo Ren and Rey 2-pack or whatever, and she pointed it out to me, and I'm just like, well, how can I see if Kylo Ren has an 8-pack that he's shredded? And I just quickly walked away, and she's like, I'm going to beat you. She's just so tired of me saying it, because every time we mention Kylo Ren for any reason,
but
he has an 8-pack. He's shredded.
I do the same thing. It only makes sense. I heard that Kylo Ren's is better. I heard that his would have had music. I can't wait to watch episode 8 thinking about that now.
He's going to be in the theater laughing, hoping he does a shirtless scene to see if he really has an 8-pack. I think it would be funny if they rewrote episode 8 to have one just because of that.
Well, they talked about how the costume is going to have slight changes. I think it'll just be the same, except there's an 8-pack hole cut out in the middle. it's like a tank top. Oh, God. Can't handle my midriff.
I can't wait till we get a title for episode 8, because I'm
first time he appears in episode 8, just yell out, he has an 8-pack.
He's shredded.
You're going to see me on the news, man murdered in the middle of a Star Wars movie.
Lightsaber toy beating.
Oh, dear lord.
But speaking of shredded, Arrow.
That's pretty accurate, I mean.
Arrow was so good.
That little cunt.
Flash was solid, but, it's weird that we're in the exact opposite place of, Arrow killing it finale-wise, whereas Flash was just kind of more a soft landing. So good. Did I miss it? There was a scene, I don't remember whether it wasn't supposed to be in this episode, or if it was one that wasn't, it was deleted, but I heard that there was a scene of Curtis of talking about Flashpoint, and he was worried that in the previous timeline he was straight. Did I miss that scene?
I feel like, now that you're saying it, I think I remember that, maybe?
I don't remember it, but I'm not going to say it wasn't there, because I miss things a lot.
Yeah, because I'll have to rewatch it, because I read it in one of the interviews last week that they said, well, how's Flashpoint going to affect Arrow? Are they going to discuss it next week? And they said something about a scene, but I can't remember if it was one of the ones that was deleted or written and never filmed, or if it was actually made it. I mean, it's possible it will still be... It hasn't even happened yet. It could be in a later episode.
But... I like how Diggle keeps freaking out, or he keeps, dwelling on the fact that he had a daughter.
Freak out.
I can't imagine having a daughter.
Yeah. Diggle's freaking out. Shut up.
Well, and it's weird because, when you watch the reruns, it's all normal with, the daughter and stuff. And I'm just always curious what it's like from a perspective of somebody that only watches Arrow. I also found it funny that of the two so far, Arrow mentioned the aliens far more than Flash did. Flash had, one scene that was oh, everyone's crazy! And, this one they mentioned it multiple times. And Flashpoint. They mentioned Flashpoint quite a bit. It's like, yo, you think before Flashpoint happened, I boned Thea? You know how it is. Thea's like, you can't handle my midriff. I have an 8-pack. I'm shredded. You see me in season 3? Boom.
I like that she suited up again this episode just because...
Just to stand on a rooftop.
Look, I like
to join you, brooding. I'm gonna go. Wait, oh fuck! This took 45 minutes to get on, Ollie. Don't you leave me here. I really liked the idea of using the season 1 flashbacks.
Yeah,
because we're at that point now that the show's been on so long that it's the same time period, within the show as getting the first year flashbacks to the first season.
And I like that they are going back to this whole idea of all your actions have consequences. You have to face that now.
Well, and it really showed how different he is. Just the scene of how many people he killed, which was an awesome scene of seeing, like, the way Prometheus laid the bodies out and shit.
Oh, yeah. It
was an awesome scene. But it's funny because in the flashback, that dude didn't make a very good case for himself in terms of you feeling bad that Ollie killed him. He's like, fuck women and children! They should all die! I'm like, am I supposed to feel bad Ollie's about to kill this dude? Like, he kind of deserved it. Like, Ollie basically should have just gone up to Prometheus and been like, sorry, not sorry. Guy was a douche. I'm still, because they didn't, like, full-on say it, I think it's still up in the air whether he's actually that guy's son or daughter. I think it's the reporter. I think she's his daughter.
That's what Cordy was saying. We were watching it. Like, watch that. She's Prometheus.
She's probably the daughter. It's going to be full-on Dark Knight Rises.
Who's like, the boom. Baby? The picture of the person as a child? Was that the baby, like,
did Prometheus? They confirm it was a guy? I can't remember.
They said son. I think like, they gave a name. I don't remember.
Because I remember they just said run facial recognition. Well, like, might have said it doesn't work on babies. And he's like, fuck you, facial recognition. Get those baby mug shots. Well, and then they came back with, like, that evidence of, like, the mother. Basically, the mother had proof of the birth, but, like, it wasn't tied to him. But I can't remember, like, how they clarified it was a guy, because I was thinking maybe they were assuming it and that it could be the reporter lady and she's related to him. Like, there's a small part of me that, unless, because we don't have confirmation yet, so it could change, but, like, there's a small part of me that's a little disappointed it's not something that was already pre-established and it's something we're writing in, but I still think it's being well done, because of, like, the way, like I said, the whole scene was shot and sort of showing how different he is from being the Arrow / the Hood to now, and there's still so much we don't know, and I'm glad that they've mentioned why Oliver spent so much time admiring his flip. He's like, whoa, I've only ever seen one other guy flip like that. It was Roy.
Well, but
flip off!
But you know, when they cut to the scene where like he's in the apartment or whatever with the reporter chick, she goes and pours a drink, and like I felt like they just focused on the fact that she's got Russian vodka.
That's probably because of the training. The Russian training is like, that was like, a Russian flip.
Like, for a reason, like, you know, so I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Well, it wasn't Felicity's boyfriend. He's dead.
That was funny.
Like, Oliver's devastated. Kevin's like, ah, this is hilarious. Dude, you just got punked. Jackass 4 filming went too far. But like, jokes aside, though, that was a well-done scene. For Ollie's performance and then the scene afterwards with all of them coming together. And, like, I like that Felicity didn't go, like, fuck you, Oliver, Felicity whining and run off. Like, she stood by them, which I thought was good and, like, a testament to how they're writing Felicity so much better this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Curtis is all broken up with his husband. Maybe they'll bring in a new love interest for him.
I felt bad for him, though, because I like Curtis. Like,
he loves the field more than he loves his husband.
Dig got captured again.
Poor Dig.
I know. I was really upset.
Like, that was such a well shot scene too, of Oliver monologuing about, like, things going bad and then showing Curtis dealing with his breakup and Felicity with the death and then Diggle getting captured. It'd be funny if they, like, cut to the other two and they're fine, like, just having a good time or something. Like, just to balance it out. But, like,
Rory and Renee are just, like, out having drinks or something, laughing. Just,
like, doing the exact same scene, like, the Barry and Ollie did at the end of the crossover, like, mimicking it perfectly. But, like, the episode in general would have been fantastic with just all this, but then the ending, boom, laureled. I was not expecting that. Like, I knew she was coming back, but I wasn't expecting it, like, in the last minute.
Yeah, I wasn't either.
Like, when he first approached, I thought it was Thea. And I thought that, like, something was wrong with her and he was going to turn around. And then I was like, oh, for fuck's sake! Like, I'm very rarely genuinely surprised by things. And that took me by surprise.
I don't know. What? How is she there? What? I want
to
know.
It's Savitar trying to get Ollie to open the box. No, look. You just got to go through the 7 levels of the candy cane forest, through the sea of the truly swirly gumdrops, and then go to the speed force and open a box, and Laura will be there. But I don't know, like, because I assumed that it was going to maybe be Black Siren or one of the other Earth's Laurels or something. Or, like, if we were bringing this Laurel back, that it would maybe be a more active thing. But I don't know. Maybe she got flashpointed. Like, maybe not, like, flashpointed she never died, but maybe flashpointed they thought she died, but Flashpoint had her fake her death for some reason. I don't know.
Somehow they were able to Lazarus pit her and fix her and...
I still kind of hope that it's actually Black Siren and we get, like, a really nice character arc for redemption, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's hard to tell because we don't really know anything about Earth 2 Laurel,
mm-hmm.
other than she's kind of bitchy.
Yeah. Well, it would require much more connectivity with the Flash, because, like, as far as we know, she's in either their prison or in the, like, whatever, Iron Heights or whatever the hell their prison's called. That might be Flash's. Or Arrow's. I don't know which the prison names. But, like, because I know that, like, Flash has his prison, but now they have, like, actual meta prisons. Or meta wings of the prisons or whatever. So, she's in prison! I don't know why I went on that so long. She's in Fox River. You know how it is.
Heard that place is easy to get out of, though.
Yeah. Just gotta call Captain Cold Love. But, yeah, so I don't know, because, like, that would require more connectivity, but I was only thinking more Flashpoint, maybe because they mentioned it so much, like, because, in the interviews, that's why the alien thing struck me, is because they mentioned how it wouldn't be as mentioned as often, just because they're trying to stay more grounded, but yet they mentioned it so much, and they mentioned Flashpoint so much that I thought maybe that's why they're mentioning it.
Maybe
they're going to assume she was Flashpointed. It could end up being some sort of imposter. Maybe it's just that dude with the masks. I don't know. Like, maybe we'll just pick up at the beginning of January, and he'll be like, Laurel, and rip up the mask. Gotcha! He's just laughing. Oh, not a good time for a joke. Should have read the room better. But I don't know, like, because I know she has that Across the Four series regular contract too. So, like, and it's been so under wraps. Like, I knew she was coming back around when we would come back from break, but I didn't know for how long. I haven't heard anything. Her Twitter doesn't indicate anything, so I'm just so curious. Like, so good, though.
Well, I'm excited for Captain Cold coming back on Legends tomorrow, so... That's got me all hard.
Him and the Legion of Dorks? It could just be Cold and Reverse Flash laughing at the other guy's hats. I don't know. I want to know now. I guess I misremembered the dates, but it seems like it's coming back sooner than I thought. For some reason, I kept thinking February because they, like, leave later and come back later on both ends, but...
Dawson, you twat rocket.
It's still over a month, but still. I got to know.
I got to get paid.
How'd she get in? They changed the codes, too.
That's what I'm saying. She might be a figment of his imagination.
Maybe he's on that rat poison again, like that one episode where you see Shadow and Slade and he fought himself, like, right into one of his display cases. Classic Fight Club mess around. But I don't know. Arrow, I'm just really, really happy with Arrow. It had a great first half of the season. Like, I haven't been this excited since end of season 2, beginning of season 3 area. And it's great to feel that way again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get excited for it every week, and I want to see more. And I love his team, and I want to stab Artemis in the throat. And, like, I'm loving everything about it so far, and I want more. I can't wait to come back from break. Like,
I don't know why I didn't expect or think about that she was recruited after she was recruited by Team Arrow. I honestly just assumed she was a plant from the beginning.
Right. No, like, they actually said that it was after.
Yeah, I know. Like before this episode, I can't believe I didn't even think of that. Like, I just assumed because she was already mad at him from her last.
Yeah, I just assumed it was from the beginning. I didn't even think about it, at all.
And then especially because like the hood stuff was brought up, and then it seemed like she was making peace with it, but like that was obviously a ruse. But
I mean,
that was what set her over.
I mean, look, she brought them stockings with their names on it. Like,
but how did she contact him? Like, did she just call like 1-800-Prometheus? Like after she was mad? Like, I'm just curious.
I don't know. That's
we'll
a good question.
I guess we're not gonna get. I'm just curious if she's ever gonna come back to the team. Will they ever forgive her? It just doesn't seem like a forgivable offense, honestly.
I don't think Ollie is the forgiving type.
If she just die, that'd be fine.
We just have another Artemis.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with getting another Artemis. Like. Like, and I totally didn't even see it coming either. Like, I mean, I saw the preview, so I knew it was going to happen. But, like, I didn't see it coming that, like, Artemis would betray them. Like, I don't know.
Well, she definitely got the least focus, so.
Well, it's because she has a vagina.
Because she's the first female green. Except she's technically second.
She's the first female green.
The first female green was actually from a ninja who was a female being possessed by a male that was a female. QAmon mess around. Speaking of a classic QAmon mess around, S.H.I.E.L.D., which I actually pulled a classic me and like only paid attention to half of it again because I was reading Flareo stuff, but I'm looking forward to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. MD when we get back. It's funny because going into the finale, I was wondering like if we were going to drop the Ghost Rider after this and like go back to normal, but apparently like giving it a second title is a thing now that happens. Because I thought the Ghost Rider thing was honestly just for like publicity reasons, like to get people excited and to like grab new viewers. I didn't know that it was like a new thing we're starting, because I still am unclear what the LMD means. It's something to do with Ada, but like I could see like a casual seeing like, oh, Ghost Rider, but like LMD? Fuck is this nonsense? Is this like one of their Chicago PD spinoffs? Wait, what if Laurel's also an Ada made robot like May? Boom, nailed it. The next crossover's happening.
Perfect.
I kind of feel bad for May because a robot would be so easy to impersonate her because she's kind of a robot already.
Yeah, well.
You know how it is. I'm really interested to see where it goes, but I'm also a little bit disappointed just because it feels like one of those things that you could see coming. Like, I kind of wish it wasn't that way, with like, oh, she's probably not going to be dangerous, and then why not just make her not dangerous? Just, it was too telegraphed.
Why not just make her not dangerous?
Well, because it's just one of those things you can just see coming so much, and it's such an overdone story, but, like, I'm still looking forward to see where it goes, but I don't know. I hope it just has a better resolution than just a standard AI gone wrong. We don't want Ultron 2, Electric Boogaloo. But, like, with smaller scale and whatnot. I do like that via this whole, like, last arc, though, it was kind of cleared up that the new director wasn't nefarious, like he was literally just being blackmailed.
Yeah.
Like I mean they made it pretty clear in the scene from the first blackmail, but it's the way the scene was shot made it seem like it wasn't their first meeting, you know what I mean?
So
like, and especially with all the mistrust, it like made me worried that he was evil. It's like part of me wanted him to be evil so we could just get rid of him and get Coulson back. But on the other hand, it would have been one of those cliche stories like the robot thing, so I'm kind of glad it was more just about seemingly for right now. I mean, we could come back and he'll be evil immediately. But for now, it seems like it was more about the transition and policies and just kind of general mistrust amongst new teammates as opposed to, well, he's evil again. So I kind of like seeing them come together a little bit. You know how it is. You know how it is the new That's What She Said.
You know how it is.
I'm trying to remember what happened. Oh, Daisy is finally going to stop being a little whiny bitch and running around on her own and is back to being an agent, which makes me happy.
Yeah.
Like,
that took way too long.
Yeah, it did, because, like, I was fine having her... Oh, Kevin's unzipping that time. No, but
I'm zipping my pants.
But, like, I liked the idea of having her on her own for a bit and kind of getting vigilante Quake. I really didn't have a problem with that, but... I wouldn't have even had a problem if she never became an agent again and was just like an ally as Quake, but was still around in a normal capacity. It was just the overdrawn mopiness of it, like, needlessly. So, like, I'm glad to have her back on the team. Like you said, it took way too long. But I can't remember too much else that I have to say.
Honestly. I want to rape you.
Everyone else has so many points. I don't know where to fit in my non-points. This is apparently going to be a Spider-Man trailer tomorrow. That's a thing.
I fit my point into a vagina.
Speaking of Spider-Man, apparently. I'm, like, more curious than excited, but I want to see it.
Yeah. I've got faith. I mean, I think it's going to be
like,
good.
I don't think it's going to be bad. It's just... and I liked him okay in the movie. I just wasn't as blown away as most people by him specifically. And then you have, like, people being, like, the Jetman equivalent of Jetman's mature because of beer. They're like, oh, he's the most relatable geeky Peter we've ever had because he stood near old technology. Like, that's literally things people are saying.
Oh, well, so. Okay. Man, I guess.
So... It's just, like, I don't think it's going to be bad. I think it'll probably be good. It's just, I'm in a weird position where Spider-Man being my favorite hero, but, like, I'm more excited for all these other films Marvel's got going on. Like, I'm probably more excited for Ant-Man 2 and Black Panther than I am Spider-Man at this moment.
Oh, hell yeah.
But I'm curious to see the trailer. I'm also still bitter over both Spider-Man cancellations, to be honest, at this point. Here we are again. Classic bitter me with Spider-Man. Alright. Now it's time for...
Right?
Yes. Yeah, we did it last week because of the Diggle Pokemon characters. I mean, I meant to say Arrow Pokemon characters, then Diggle just came out.
Diggle always comes out.
Yeah, it is. Figgit.
So, now it's time for... Final Thingies! I have a thingy, and it's not final.
N3P. So, yeah. I honestly don't remember whether this week was supposed to be the TTMF week, but we did it last week because I wanted to answer that question, so next week should be the week, so send in them questions, please. We're running low. George needs to send in 27 million of them again so we have good, like, reserves, because all his other ones got buried by these random concert folk. You know how the youths do.
News.
Look, the suds. Bye, I guess.